something chilly.
Cool.
Okay.
Or cold.
But if I wanted to say it was becoming not real chilly, but it's not real chilly, but I wanted to tell you that it was
kinda cold.
If somebody owned 500 acres of land, would you think that was
a lot or a bunch?
Yeah. Y'all own how much here?
We had 100 acres.
I think that's a lot.
They were, of course, they were more to the farm, you know, over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
This was quite a large farm years and years ago, about 300 acres.
When something as shocking is reported, and perhaps attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by, if something were real shocking and they were trying to blame it on you, what might you say?
The very idea.
And if you had, if somebody had been here and you had enjoyed their visit, you might say, come
again.
And at Christmas time, you say something Christmas. Right?
Merry Christmas.
And right after Christmas, you say Happy
New Year.
Okay. And anything you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you, how else could you express thank you?
Well, I'd just say thank you.
I'm much
obliged.
When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting or asking about their health? When you see them, what do you say?
How you feeling today?
Okay. And when you're introduced to a stranger, what do you say?
Pleased to meet you.
Okay, if you're not sure whether you will have time to do something or not, you might say,
I'm running late.
Well, if I ask if you could do something and you weren't sure but you thought maybe you could, you might say,
Maybe.
You might could. Or
might could.
Anything else that you might say?
I suppose I could.
Okay. I have to go downtown to do some what?
Shopping.
Okay, and when you make a purchase or you buy a gift, then you take it home and
wrap it.
Okay, and when somebody gets it, they do what to it? When you get a birthday present,
they unwrap it.
They undo what you've done. If you sell for less than you paid, then you take a what?
A cut.
Okay, and if
you're cheated, I guess.
If you had something you don't know where it is anymore, you might say that you
lost it.
Okay. You admire something, but you don't have enough money to buy it. You might say, "I like it, but it's
too expensive."
Okay. And the amount that you pay for it is what it
cost.
And if you're a member of a club, you have to pay money. What do you call that money every month or so that you have to pay?
Dues.
And if I were broke and I came to you to get some money, what would I'd
be buying.
Okay.
Buying or bumming. Okay. I used to say bumming.
In the 30s, there wasn't much money. We might say in the 30s, money was very what?
Scarce.
Okay, he ran down the at a swimming pool is a board that you do what off?
Diving.
Okay, and if he did that yesterday, he did what?
He dove.
Okay. When you dive in and hit the water flat on your stomach.
You splash.
Okay, and you know what a dive is? That, you know, when you dive in and it looks real pretty, but sometimes you fall on your stomach. You know what those are called?
I don't know.